In the 1970s, architect Simon Nicholson coined the term loose parts to describe materials that can be moved, stacked, lifted, and carried in play as a way to promote creativity and critical thinking skills in young children. There is nothing new about loose parts. They have always been around, but only recently, through further research, has the true value of loose parts in child development become widely accepted and, in fact, necessary in childhood play. The importance of free play in the outdoors can be reinforced by loose parts. Examples of loose parts are items such as tires, logs, sticks, fabric, rope, and rocks. Loose parts can either be synthetic materials or materials that are commonly found in a natural outdoor environment. Loose parts spark children's curiosity, which then leads to exploration and discovery. For example, if a child is provided with rope, tarp, and wooden pieces, she will become curious about what the materials are and how to use them. She will begin to explore the materials in different ways through her imagination and creativity. This leads to discovering that the materials can do many things. The process of curiosity, exploration, and discovery is ultimately what leads to play and learning. To reintroduce adventure and free play to children, consider using loose parts. When loose parts are paired with the outdoors, it will lift children's spirits, make them love playing again, and ultimately make them happier and healthier.